We are doing a musical interpretation. Come on, it's good. We're going to break from tradition this morning. So we are going to go ahead and talk about what we're doing. Our topic for this season is how to interpret the Bible. And today, we are going to do it through music. Question is, what does the Bible say about music? And so this morning, we are going to be doing literal interpretation of the word through music. And the first song that we're going to start with, it's a song that came to me this morning as we repeat who we are. So repeat after me. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. If you know you're a human, if you know you're a human experience, clap your hand. If you know you're a spiritual being having one, clap them harder. Amen. This morning, I think I'm gonna try and play a little game with Mr. Lawrence. Mr. Lawrence, give me an E flat. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thou hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thou power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. Is your soul singing this morning? Is your soul singing this morning? Psalm 9:2 says, I will be glad and I will rejoice in you. I will sing praises of your name, O Most High. Somebody say, I will sing praises. I will sing praises and I will sing and make music from my heart to the Lord, says Ephesians 5:19. And Psalms 118 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is one of my favorite songs. This is the day that the Lord has made. The word says, I will rejoice. Someone else says, I choose to rejoice. I heard God say, I get to rejoice. Then another time he says, I got to rejoice. Amen. Sometimes when you go through the fire, you got to say, I still rejoice. And wherever you are on your journey, remember to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So this is the day. I'm going to try and keep Fred out of my head and do it the old-fashioned way. One, two, three, and This is a day. This is a day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Sing with me, y'all. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, y'all know it. This is a day that the Lord has. Sing it with me, y'all, if you know it. This is a day. Wish I had a tambourine. This is a day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And be glad. And be glad. Oh, 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 this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord has made. And then when we know that it's the day that the Lord has made, I know y'all got to remember this. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Y'all remember that? Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come on. Come by here, Lord, come by here. You want him to come say, oh, Lord, come by here. Come on, y'all. Come by here, Lord. Oh.
Pray right until the Holy Ghost comes. come on down. Hallelujah.
How many of you want the Holy Ghost to come on down? How many of you need the Holy Ghost to come on down? Oh, let's interpret it the right way. How many of you know the Holy Ghost just stay down? All right, because see, if he says he will never leave us nor forsake us, how we interpret it, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait whenever he promises us he will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we just have to remember, because your word says, I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Has he been good to y'all? Has the Lord been good to you? Somebody say hallelujah. If the Lord has been good to you, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one of my favorite verses, I have to say it every day, and I have to say that right now I'm sticking with this one. Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I like John 15. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask anything. Then you go back and grab that Psalm 91, verse 4, because he will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness will be a shield and a rampart. Isn't it wonderful to know about the faithfulness of God? He is faithful. And because of that, we can go right back to that Psalm 13. I will sing the praises of the Lord, for he has been good to me. Y'all love to praise him. Do y'all love to praise him? Shock me with a note. I love to praise him. I love to praise his holy name. All right. I'm going to break out. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him. I love to praise him. Yes, I do. I love to praise him. Oh, I love to praise his. Y'all know why. He's my rock, my rock. He's a wheel in the middle. I know he'll never let me. Just a jewel that I have found. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love, yeah, yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love, oh, Love to praise his name. Oh, anybody love to praise his name? Y'all know why I love to praise his name. Because he's so worthy. He is our God. And he promised that he would be our protection. He promised he would be our shield. And this is what you have to do. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." So there's a time when we have to do just that, be still. But how are we going to be still and know that God is God? And still go through our day-to-day activities and whatever it is that we have to do. Brother Lawrence, my cousin said B flat major. I have no idea what that means. But since I trust your professionalism and your exquisite gift, y'all follow me. I'm gonna hide behind the mountain. I'm gonna hide behind, oh, hide behind the, oh, I'm gonna hide. Y'all remember that? Oh, hide behind the mountain. Yes, I am. Y'all can clap me. Tell me where the chilly, oh, the winds don't blow. I know that Jesus is. Jesus is the mountain. Jesus is the, I know that Jesus, Jesus is, oh, he is the, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm going where the chilly, oh, where the chilly, chilly wind, oh, I'm going where the chilly winds, to chilly winds don't blow. Oh, I'm going where chilly winds don't blow. I'm going where chilly winds don't blow. Are you going where? Oh, chilly winds. Hey, I'm gonna talk with my Father. Gonna talk with the Son. And then I get to talk with the Holy Spirit. All three of us are one. Hey, I'm going where the chilly winds. The chilly winds. I'm going where the chilly winds don't blow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all want to go where the chilly winds don't blow? That's how we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That's how we stay close, and that's how we dwell in his presence. That's what it means for us to stand still. Sometimes you got to stand still and know that God is God. And then there's another time when things are going here, there, yonder, and everything is kind of little all odd, that's when they tell us in Exodus and in Chronicles, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Somebody say, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's where Yolanda would break out and say, for the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, because he will fight it. Exodus says, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the enemy you see today, you will see no longer again forever. Somebody say, no longer again forever. Oh, no longer again forever. That is a long time. So this one, I want to know, what songs are y'all singing? I asked Brother Lawrence to give me some breathing time on this one, and he's going to give us some reflective music. And while we're reflecting, what songs do you sing, and what message do those songs have for you? What songs do you sing, and what message do those songs have for you? Psalm 47:6 says, make music to praise God. Play music for him. So as our brother plays music for us, what does it mean for you to be a sanctuary? Song says, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Then another song says, I surrender all. That's how we do it. We surrender all because God is grateful. So as you reflect on the songs that you sing, who, what, when, where, how does that music influence your praise, influence your worship, influence your day-to-day activities? Music is well said to be the speech and the language of angels, says Thomas Carlyle. So just a few moments. Reflect quietly. How many of you know it was his amazing grace? How many of you know it was God's grace? And because of God's grace, I do believe that's what empowers us to do, be, have, go, think, and speak the way God would have us to be. In that unity, harmony, and oneness that Jesus prayed would be ours. Y'all remember our lesson on being one? What is it like for us to be one with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? According to John 17, that we will be one. How do we be one? Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Just lift your hands where you sit and sing it for yourself. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I surrender, oh. Thank you, because you're always, always there with us, 'cause you give it morning by morning. New mercies I see, all that I've needed, oh Lord, you have given to us. I got it all off, but here comes the chorus part. Great is thy faithfulness. Couldn't find it, y'all. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. New mercies I see, all that I'm needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is grateful? God is grateful. God is faithful. I think God is grateful too. I think God is grateful that he has us to pour his everlasting love upon. I just believe, from my understanding and interpretation of scripture, that that's exactly what love, unconditional love of Christ, is all about. God's faithfulness. We don't hear much about God being grateful to us, but I believe he is, because some of us are amazing witnesses of his love, of his peace, of his kindness, of his joy. And that is what the cross is all about for us. It is about us knowing that the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our song. What you singing about? I remember one time my mom asked me, "What you crying for?" Sometimes you don't have the words. But what are you singing for? As we sing, as we listen to music, as we allow the Holy Spirit to interpret God's truth for us, whether it is through song or whether we're sitting reading out the word or we're studying something else, what are you singing about? What are you studying for? And what does it look like for you? And if you'll stand on my feet, yeah, y'all can stand on my feet. Please stand to your feet this morning. Guess who need a nap, Brother Lawrence? stand to your feet this morning. And let's just give God a hand clap of praise for his grace, for his mercy, for God being God, the one who loves us, the one who cares for us, the one who interprets his truth to us, for us, with us, in us. That's why we make music to praise God. And we let that music just wash over us like a healing warmth. We sing because our hearts. I sing because I'm happy. We sing because we're free. Because his eye is on the sparrow and he watches over each one of us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for making us who we are because of your greatness. Thank you for reminding us that we can be glad and we can rejoice in you, and we will sing praises to your name. Lord, we will sing and make music from our hearts, because this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. We thank you that you come near us. You come close to us. You are here with us. And your love and your peace and your kindness, you send it down upon us so that we can know that you are God, which is why we are empowered to sing praises, because you are good to us. And Lord, help us to remember in our singing, in our listening, in our praises, to dwell in you, because you cover us with your wings, and in you we have our refuge and safety. You are our shield and our buckler, and that's why we love to praise you. That's why we know that you are our rock. You are our wheel in the middle of the wheel. And where you are, where we are, you are with us. But remind us when it gets a little strange to hide behind that mountain where the chilly winds don't blow. And let us keep on remembering that we are your sanctuary. And you are ours. Your blood makes us pure and holy. Your sacrifice makes us whole and complete. And that's why we are empowered to surrender all to you, because it is through your faithfulness that you give towards us.